I hope you guys can hear the screaming child in the background, because it really fits the vibe of our podcast, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just screaming everywhere, really. We're just, like, internally screaming at all times.
Should I just add screaming sound effects in the background of all of our podcasts? Like, some podcasts might have, like, fun, like, background music.
Yeah.
But ours is just
like,
screaming.
Low screaming.
Yeah. But, like, very distant. Like, you know those, that meme that's like, oh, this song, but if you were, like, in the bathroom at a party?
Yeah.
Children screaming, but like
a
as if you were
flushing
in
the background.
Yeah. And that too. this is my POV.
I'm
right
on
now.
My third LaCroix, and I'm,
cause why did you do this?
I don't know. I just love it.
You getting LaCroix shwasted?
I'm getting a little LaCroixed. Something I'm getting accosted.
You know, Jason, this is considering that you're in your third LaCroix and you're currently eating hummus, that's awfully, like, white person of you.
Dude, I am in,
if I may,
capri gym shorts, green socks, a pair of Air Maxes, a jean jacket. Like, all I need is a name tag that says I work at Urban Outfitters. And it'd be spot the fuck on. Let's get some updates on the 2000s. Cue the music. Because I have some great shit. I feel like every time I find news, it's always Britney related, and here
well,
it is.
Well, lots been happening with her lately.
So much. I audibly have shouted in my office this past week because my coworker was showing another coworker a video of her doing yoga in her backyard and then doing a routine, and she was like, she's crazy. She looks really crazy. You know, it's just like, leave Britney alone.
It's true.
I audibly shouted that in my office.
Good.
No one heard
me. As you
should. She didn't pay attention. I was just like, you fucking bitch. Like, leave Britney alone. She is in court challenging the conservator, her dad, who became the sole conservator of all of her money, all of her shit. And so she's going to court for it to dispute that shit. Yeah. So she's been under it for 11 years. Imagine 11 years of you not controlling your money.
Yeah, and it's been since she, like, from pretty much her entire adult life.
Yeah. Parts of blah blah, spoken in front of a judge, accompanied by her mother, Lynn Spears, reporting TV shows, leaving the courtroom barefoot. That's hilarious. According to a report on the site, an expert evaluation by a third party was ordered. Next court date is set for September 18th. And then there were protesters outside with hashtag Free Britney, chanting to end the conservatorship. And then there were also reports that she was done performing. She was like, she's going to be done.
Honestly, I support that.
Finally.
I think Britney should go into retirement.
She can rest in
peace. Let her
live.
Just go do some yoga in her backyard in peace.
Yeah, just fucking hang out. She has nothing more to prove at all. This next news story is right up your fucking alley. Evanescence is releasing a new album next year.
Oh, hell yeah. Finally I have something to listen to.
I have purpose again. Rock group, quote-unquote, Evanescence is releasing a new album in 2020. Sure. Sure. I'll take it. We'll see. I really am very interested in what this shit's gonna be like. What is it gonna sound like? Evanescence style rock and roll. What does that mean? That's not a genre. This is so weird. And yeah, you can tell how excited I am.
I'm ecstatic.
I'm mystatic. And a final news story on this day, this week, Adam Lambert lost in American Idol 10 years ago.
I remember ten I was
years
there.
Years ago.
I was there. What a night that was.
But really, who won in the end? Really?
Oh, absolutely Adam Lambert, yeah.
2009 was the best year of all time. Obama was still president. Taylor was still country. Kanye was still friends with Jay-Z. And Ashton Kutcher was still the most followed person on Twitter. And
it was good 10 years ago.
Yeah, this week, 10 years ago, the Jonas Brothers embarked on their 2009 world tour beginning in Lima.
And now they're back, bitches.
Now they're fucking back. It became the sixth highest selling musical tour following Britney Spears' Circus Tour, Madonna's Sticky and Sweet Tour, U2's 360 Degree Tour, Miley Cyrus's Wonder World Tour. it was a wild year in 09. Look at all this shit. American Idol finale. Chris Allen controversially defeated Adam Lambert in the American Idol season 8 finale 10 years ago. Surprising many viewers, as well as Allen himself, Lambert's performance of Mad World did end up charting far better than Allen's rendition of Ain't No Sunshine. Also on May 29th, 2009, Queen guitarist Brian May told Rolling Stone that the band was considering Lambert as a full-time frontman, and now he's officially a part of Queen.
Right.
But it's now his Queen with Adam Lambert.
He has the vocals, though.
Yeah, he's...
Like, if someone was gonna replace him, I'm like, okay, I'm not too mad about...
Fuck yeah. It's, '09 was a wild time. Like, look at this. Amy Winehouse was still alive during this time.
Drama has changed.
Drama has changed.
In the past 10 years. Now we have all this James Charles stuff that I only sort of understand.
Yeah, I mean...
I had someone explain it to me the other day because I refused to actively go and find out about it.
Yeah, OC star Rachel Bilson was robbed by the notorious Bling Ring chick. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh. Alright.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Well, I guess we can just, speaking of disappointment, let's talk about the 2000s. Yeah. Ring, ring, ring. Asshole. We're going to talk about cell phones today. It's a very large gap from talking about music most of the time.
I mean, you can have ringtones on cell phones that are music.
Songs. Or ringback tones. That was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ringback tones.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. It made every... What the fuck?
Jason's getting hacked.
Stupid. So, anyways... my main source of information is now not safe.
They're trying to hack him.
I got this though. Ringback tones, when you had that shit, you made your friends made it seem like they were calling you to a waiting room.
Oh yeah, that
now,
was always
now fun. It's like you're calling customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that there's a pineapple on your leg.
Yes. It's a band-aid.
Nerd of a smiley face. Did you get a tattoo?
No.
No.
It's a Sharpie.
I feel like it could be a tattoo.
Be an odd choice, especially since it's upside down.
And upside down.
I just have the self-control of a 3-year-old, so.
Yeah, I know. I know. I could see you just wanting to jump around my apartment.
I was bored.
Yeah, I know. So 2000s cell phones. This was the time when having a cell phone spoke a lot about you. When you were just like, when you had that pink Moto Razor, or you had a crappy, shitty phone that made you look like a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah.
So, nowadays, everyone's just got iPhones or an Android. Everything's all the same. It's just one big
flat screen.
Yeah,
they're all just, like, they're all rectangles with a screen.
Yeah, there's no character behind them, but back then...
iPhones technically have color, but, like, you never see it anyways.
You could compare phones with your friends. You'd be like, oh, I have this Nokia. Oh, I have a Sony Ericsson.
There was actually competition in the market.
There was actual competition! Like... there were people blown up everywhere, your data plans, your family plans, and the amazing thing, and we'll definitely talk about, is contracts. Phone contracts. You can never escape those fucking things. Oh, I can't get a new phone, I gotta wait for my contract to expire. You know, now it's like you're just waiting for the next model to come out. Now we treat them like cars.
My family still does the contract thing. That's why I'm not getting a new phone anytime soon.
Yeah, I know. I could definitely see your parent. Yeah.
And they won't let me buy my own phone.
Your dad is a contract man. I can see that from when I met him. It's like, you love your contract, sir.
He really does.
What was your first phone?
My first phone, I found it. Let me pull it up.
Maybe I can look up mine.
It was a Motorola Moto W755, and it was the purple one.
Nice.
Yeah, I can pull up a picture for you.
I'm trying, I believe mine was a T-Mobile, it was an LG. I can't find the exact model anymore. I feel like I have to dig real, real deep. But it was an LG, and all of us got one. Me, yes.
That's gorgeous. That's what I had. Yeah, it's a pretty phone.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was real. Because also, I was one of those kids that's like pretty much all my friends got a phone before I did. I think I got this in 7th or 8th grade.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe 7th grade. And this thing was so cool because you could play MP3s on this phone. Was I allowed? And it could go on the internet. Was I allowed to because of my plan? Absolutely not. But it could, and that's what mattered.
This was a Nokia 6. How do I say this number? You know what I mean? When like the numbers don't sound right. A 6101.
6101, 6101.
Yeah, see, when you say 6000, it doesn't make
sense. 6101.
Nokia 6101 T-Mobile flip phone. This was my first phone.
Yep, I love this flip phone.
This little screen, I liked it because I could see, like, who texted me.
Oh, yeah.
In class, you know, you could take your camera phone. I think this was capable to take a selfie back then, even when it was closed.
My phone couldn't do that. My phone, I loved it because the front was actually sort of a touch screen. Mm-hmm. Didn't work that well, but technically it was supposed to work.
Yeah, this one just told me my battery life, and I knew you only gave a shit about it because of your battery life.
Yeah.
So, like, the battery life was on the left side of the screen, and your signal was on the right side. So you could see, like, where it was, and we always cared about how many bars we had where we were. Oh, I've only got one bar. Oh, I've only got two bars.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm on 4G only. So I was like, you don't have that LTE. You're not on 5G yet. Yeah, that was my first phone. I think it was about 14. No, I was about, I think it was 12 years old. 12 years old, yeah. That was a lot of fun. And then I broke it because it flung out of my hand.
Yeah, there are, like, five-year-olds walking around with iPhones now.
Dude,
so
it's not. That's not. No.
First of all, if you're going to get your five-year-old a cheap flip phone, even that I sort of get because it's, like, if you really think that's necessary, whatever. An iPhone? I would never trust a five-year-old with an iPhone.
Fuck no.
Ever.
No.
Those things are expensive.
I feel like children now should start where we started in flip phones. Just, like, very super cheap, rudimentary.
Durable. My phones went through so much, and they never broke. That purple phone.
Yeah, they were heavy duty.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say I did get annoyed is that when I'd walk around, if I had a nice pair of pants on, it was just a square blocking out of my pants.
Yeah.
Just
a
square shit. And it's just the least attractive thing ever. Like, I was just like, this is not cool, dude. Look at this shit. Offers cool. Please tell me this is still being sold.
Offers dual color displays, phones.
VGA camera, other features, FM radio. I can listen to the radio on my phone.
Ooh, fancy. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's still worse. Tri-band GSM, this is wild. 4 megabyte memory, no expansion. Yep. Oh, this baby. Having the letters, having to text like that, old school,
T9. Oh, yeah. It was so nice though because you didn't have to look at your screen while texting.
That was the best bit of having to text back
then. Absolutely, yeah.
You knew exactly what you were saying. I think this is how I cheated on exams sometimes, when I would just like text the answer to my friend, and then like I would text like one and then wait and then it would move to the next line, tap 3 twice and be like, oh, it's D or E.
Yeah.
And do that, and then that was it. So you always knew what you were saying. Now you really have to look at your fucking phone.
Yeah.
At all times. Cheating is so much harder now. It looks thin, but it's not. I can promise you. Up to 4 hours of talk time, 350 hours of standby. That's the battery life.
Remember when they had text plans and it was, like, pretty standard, especially if you were, like, a teenager. Like, it was pretty standard that you would get, like, 200 texts a month. Like,
only the rich kids.
Only the rich kids.
Only the rich kids had unlimited texting.
Yeah.
And you can only do a certain amount of time.
I'm pretty sure I had 200. And there was, I remember one, I think when I, the early days of me having a phone, I blew through all of my texts in, like, 2 days.
I could see that. You're
and I just couldn't text for the rest of
the
month.
Big slut for texting. Here's a
Am I really? I feel like you're more of a slut for texting than I am. Now. I used to be a slut for texting.
It depends on the day, because I'm at work sometimes. I feel like an asshole if I'm not doing work. I have seen one of... So there were beautiful phones like how kind of I had. I was very lucky to have pretty okay phones for a long time. Yeah. But then there's shit like the T-Mobile Sidekick.
Yeah.
That, like, I never saw the purpose of this shit. My friend had the 2. I think he had the 2. And it was just a stupid fucking thing. Like, you couldn't carry that shit around anywhere. It had the keyboard on, tick, click, 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 and it would just flip. Like the whole screen would flip around. And it was just like, it was so ridiculous. What the fuck is this guy? What the shit up, bro? Bro, bro, bro. Just show me the phone. And you see, look, so it would do this, like, see that? No phones does that. It would twist. Because it was so cool.
I mean, it's very fun, I'll say that. It was the OG fidget spinner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without it, without the whole fidgeting or spinning part, it was so fucking dumb. I hated that phone so much. Let's talk about the iconic phone that I think I had momentarily, but my parents had till, like, 2012. Like, my mom had this phone for fucking ever.
Amazing.
It was a Moto Razr that was the sleekest, thinnest phone mm-hmm. ever made. I still think to this day it's still the thinnest phone ever made. iPhones aren't even that thin.
I don't know. They're pretty darn thin
now. No, this shit? That was razor thin. That was their whole
thing. I'm going to need evidence.
Was razor thin.
Google it.
I think
the... What's thinner, a Motorola Razr or an iPhone?
What's the thinnest phone? It's the thinnest condom. ever. Oh, there's a... Here's one of the world's... It's another brand. That's pretty fucking thin.
Yeah.
But for the 2000s purposes, it was a Razr.
It was, 2000s, absolutely.
Like, seeing all the commercials, it was just like, it's not a blade, it's a Razr. Like, and it would just be like that stupid fucking phone. Oh, my God. It was pretty cool. Like, I hated the buttons, though. The buttons were so stupid, and... It didn't feel like it would work properly all the time. It was just a very... it was a very meh phone. Motorola didn't make good phones. But they always pushed it back. Like, they were the first ones to come out with, like, the handheld phones.
Motorola Razr could be making a comeback as a $1,500 foldable phone. This was an article posted in January.
I have heard of this, yes. Because they're starting to bring out the foldable phones. Not the flip phones, they're foldable. There's a big difference. And I've seen a lot of those, so I'm very interested.
Also, I will say, this says that the iPhone 5 is thinner than the Motorola Razr, so.
Wow.
And that's the 5.
It's an actual fucking 5. Wow. We have come a long fucking way.
Technology is crazy.
What the fuck is this? We have a friend that, until maybe a few years ago, this guy was obsessed with having a BlackBerry.
Yeah. He still is. From last I heard, he kind of wanted to go back to it.
Mm-hmm. He really wanted to go back. But he's super up to date on phones. He's very sold on the Huawei phones, the Chinese company. They have, Huawei, because, you know, Huawei phones have the best camera out of all the phones on the market right now. And I've seen that shit, and it's like, oh, this is actually really good. And he's very sold on it. But he was super sold on the BlackBerry. Hardcore. All my friends had... I think the whole thing with BlackBerry was BlackBerry messaging.
Yeah.
Was if you had it at BBMs, if you had that shit, everyone was on it. Yeah, group chats, emojis. There's this whole thing.
I feel like the BlackBerries were almost the first smartphones, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because originally they were just made for, like, business people. Only boring people had that shit. But then they started to market it better and make it design friendly for anyone.
Right.
And they were actually great phones.
They were really...
It was just... They were just wide. You know, they were just wide. But the keyboard was super helpful and you can do everything on it. It was super helpful, like, if you ran, like, a business or anything like that. Like, you were just on it. It had everything. It was wide enough. It was a pretty neat phone.
Yeah.
I just, then, honestly, what killed the BlackBerry was the iPhone.
Oh, absolutely.
That was the one thing. Once the iPhone dropped, killed everything else. It just ruined the whole market.
It did, yeah.
So, BlackBerry Pearls, all that shit, that was the bomb until recently. But I think they're also making a comeback. I know they want to get back into the game. You know what should be back in the game? Is the chocolate. LG chocolates.
I ordered one of these so bad when they first came out because all my friends had them, and I begged my parents for months.
Yeah,
never got one.
I mean, they were they were slim, thin, and they were big. It was a big marketing push on having it be a music phone. Mm-hmm. You could blast your music on this shit at all times. It was your MP3 phone all in one. Is that a spam call?
I don't know.
It might be spam.
I don't know anyone in Chicago, so I'm not going to bother. If it's important, they'll leave a message.
It's spam. Yeah, so this was the big... Because, like, at the time, iPods were emerging. And so you had your phone, your iPod with you at all times.
Right.
And so now this one was just like, oh, you listen to your music all in one. So it was, like, the coolest shit, and it had the memory for it. And I remember this... we knew this kid in high school. He would play music off his phone, but the speaker on that phone sucked on the LG Chocolate. And I remember mine, that wasn't the Chocolate, that speaker was way better. And I was like, your phone sucks dick. The LG Envy. Almost every girl I had a crush in school back in the day had this phone. I don't know what it was, but they were just crazy. This was the texting phone. I saw this shit all the time in class. They flipped that shit open. Yeah. Right now we're just watching tons of like all the videos of like all these phones, and yeah, I remember that shit in the middle of class. Yeah. That's garbage. But it was like, look, I love the design. I love the little nifty, the flipping open and the screen inside. It was real nifty.
And the horizontal keyboard was always nice, much easier to type on.
Fuck yeah. I think maybe the reason I had a crush on all those chicks was just like when
that phone. Do you have a crush on them or on the phone?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting to that. So basically, I think what made me think that was that whenever they put it was a really thick phone, and girls' jeans are mad tight, and when they put that shit in their pocket, made their jeans a little tighter, made that ass look nicer back in high school. So I was just like,
You're disgusting.
I'm a gross piece of shit.
You are.
And here's the real killer, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is a murderer of an entire market. Look at this guy. He lined up every phone, the Moto Q, BlackBerry, Palm Trio, Nokia, destroyed the entire competition. This guy's a dick and a turtleneck.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Horrible. LG was on the front line market of just knocking out all these phones. They were just fucking murdering. And then people started merging and all this shit. Nokia N95, what the fuck is this phone? Samsung was all right. I love Nokias and LGs. Those are like my phones. Mm-hmm. We now have... I brought one. I found one. A Sony Ericsson V... No. I don't know what model this is, but I found it. I wish you could hear it. Actually, you can't. That's really uncomfortable.
Welcome to our 2000s phone ASMR video. Podcast. Whatever this is. You made a peek farther away. Come on, what's wrong with you?
So that's me twisting all the knobs into shit. My boss hates ASMR.
So whenever, I don't like it
either. So whenever she leaves, we begin to whisper, bye, have a nice day.
My God.
Yeah, so I found a Sony Ericsson. I have a great story about this. In my old job, we went to... Okay. We were roaming around. It was Snowmageddon. We were snowed in, and we walked. There's an office upstairs. We were in like the bottom level, and went upstairs. It was all empty, and it was completely clear. No one worked there for like a long time. It was just empty. And so we walked around, going through all the file cabinets and everything. And I found this phone. Stole that shit. My boss was like, "You should put that back. That's someone's phone." I'm just like, "It was someone's phone. You are correct." It was someone's phone. Now it's mine. So that was that. This, I remember when this came out, this was a stupid fucking phone. Still is. The T-Mobile G1. Also known as the HTC Dream. These were garbage fucking phones. Garbage. The Motorola Droid. I had this phone. It was cool.
I don't know it.
It was like one of the first, it was after the iPhone took, and this was one of the first Droids. This is one of the first ones. That was one of my favorite phones. It was purple.
Nice.
It was like a deep, rain purple. Purple rain. It was really cool. But it was like,
With, I'm just like, having the, phones have become in cool colors.
Yeah.
Just, like, by
having cool colors, cool bodies, and it just, you know, it didn't, I'm losing my train of thought.
Yep.
So the droid, the first one, it sucked because you had to, like, really put your finger on it for it to work. You really had to, like, drag
they
it.
They were all very pressure.
Super. Yeah. It was just, like, you had to touch it. Like, you had to pressurize into that shit. And just, like, it had to work somehow. It was just, it was such a fucking mess. I don't know. Like, would you want those kind of style phones to come back?
My second phone was like that. Like,
yeah.
It had a touch screen, and it was, like, it was all pressure activated. So you had to press really hard on it.
Now, like, your hair can just brush up against your phone, and you'd be calling 911.
It is like it's temperature based.
Mm-hmm.
At least iPhones are.
Mm-hmm.
So like if your hands are really cold, it won't work.
Yeah, so it's like if you're anemic, sorry.
Gotta warm my hands up.
I know. You have to sit like, what are you doing?
Why do you think I always sit like this?
That's very true. That's very true. I wish phones had more style to them, and like, I don't know, it's just You were like an individual, you know what I mean? When you had a different phone than someone else.
Now it's all on your case because everyone has a phone case. So many people just get plain black phone cases. Like, you know, it's like you're at a party and someone's like, I can't find my phone. And you're just like, well, let's play a fun game of which phone case.
Yeah. If we were at parties with different color phones, different shapes, we would know which one's ours. Now there's 20 iPhones lying around. We just don't know which one's which.
Mine is easy, at least it has rainbows on it, so it stands out a little more.
Mine's all scratched up, it's just a gray case without the kickstand because I broke it.
Yeah, like it's generic enough that it might be harder to find.
But this is my favorite
case. Mine
I
can just
be
like, it's clear with rainbows, and it'll be like generally pretty easy to
pick up.
And a
Papsacket. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm clumsy, and I need something to help me hold things.
I wish they made like flip phones that were touchscreens as well, in some way. Not the foldable ones. They're like this huge screens that you just fold in half. I don't know. I would love more diversity in phones.
I miss the satisfying feeling of flipping a phone closed when you finish a call.
And you just like, yeah, I'm done. Click.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
You have to be careful about slamming your phone down because then you might break it.
Exactly. And you can slam those old phones like the first droids. Those are some monster machines.
Yeah.
If you hear this crumbling of plastic, I'm eating crackers and hummus.
He has been the whole time. This really is like sort of an ASMR podcast.
Yeah, it's been quiet. Yeah. So that's 2000s phones as I lick this hummus off the cracker.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, I know. So what are we going to talk about next week? We're going to be having opinions.
It's an opinion time. No facts. Opinions only.
Well, aren't they facts?
From what we see it.
Yeah. If we believe it, then they're facts. That's how you create fake news.
Great. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, staying relevant. Yeah.
You're disgusting.
All right.
As usual.
Yeah, as usual. Sorry we took a long break. But, you know, whatever.
It's Jason's fault.
I'm sorry. it really is my fault. I'm so sorry.
You've been busy.
Yeah, man, I got a full time. It's so much fun. PTO. See you next week.
Bye.